Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We got hour number two coming up here on Fantasy Sports today. We're going to bring in Brad Ziegler to give us some buy low, sell high guys in terms of pitching. And then, of course, Brad will weigh in on the passing of his former teammate in the with the Arizona Diamondbacks, Tyler Skaggs. Fantasy Sports today, hour number two here on FNTSY starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in.
Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown
for three.
Puts it in.
Andrew Lamont is with us at RotoLady on Twitter if you want to follow her. One, Josh Bell of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who had three more home runs last night. Two, Ketel Marte of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who already has 20 home runs this season. You can't have both. They're sitting on the board for you in a redraft league here. You're in the second round. Both are sitting there. You got to take one. Who would you take?
Oh, there's no question. I'm taking Ketel Marte for the second half of the season, and I'm selling Josh Bell like there is no tomorrow. I'm selling him today as quickly as possible to the highest bidder.
Okay, he had three home runs, though, last night.
I know, that's why you got to sell him today, because he's not going to... I don't know that he's not going to keep it up. But I just don't see how he could. I think that you should always try to trade a player at his highest value, especially in a redraft league. And Josh Bell is at his highest value. I can't imagine him getting any better.
All right, welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. That, of course, was the voice of the Roto Lady, Andrea Lamont, who joined us for our 3-Up, 3-Down segment. But in this hour of the show, we dive into more detail with former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler, who's going to join us now till about 1:40 Eastern, so about 40 minutes of the second hour of the show. Also, if you have a question or comment, make sure you dial us up, 844-843-6879. And let's bring in former big leaguer Brad Ziegler to the show. Brad, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Craig, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks for squeezing me in. And this is a little bit of a tough day, but also leading up to the holiday, it's a good time to visit with friends for sure.
Well, thank you so much for doing the show today. And look, we never want to start off the show negatively, and obviously we love breaking down fantasy baseball. I know you're a very big fantasy football fan, but when baseball kind of takes on over life, I think it's important to bring it up. And certainly the passing of big league pitcher Tyler Skaggs took the baseball world by shock yesterday, no question about that. And going back over the course of your career, for those people who have followed you, they know that you played with the Arizona Diamondbacks two different times. Your first run with them, you had an opportunity to play with a young Tyler Skaggs at that time. So if you wouldn't mind, Brad, I know that this probably, or yesterday at least, had to be a pretty emotional time for you, knowing that that is the case. You joined the Marlins a year after they lost Jose Fernandez, so you certainly have experience with kind of dealing with that in the game. If you wouldn't mind talking about that, just kind of, how you heard it yesterday and what your thoughts are at this point now.
Yeah, sure. It's, normally we don't watch a lot of TV in the afternoon, and my kids had a show on the DVR. We're just kind of giving them a little chill time, and it's nice and hot here in the Midwest. And when the show went off, it just switched over to live TV, and it just happened to be on MLB Network. And they cut in literally right then with the news. And I was just kind of, we had the volume down quite a bit. I wasn't even, I was like, am I hearing this right? And then I looked at it, I was like, honey, stop. Look at this. Tyler, you know, Tyler Skaggs died. And she's like, what? You know, like it was just a gut punch. It was, you just don't expect to hear anything like that. And it's hard when it happens to anybody. When it happened to Jose, and I barely knew Jose, I wasn't on his team, anything like that. It still just rocks you a little bit because it changes your perspective on life in that moment, because you go through life and you just take so much for granted. And in that moment, you immediately start thinking like, you know, my thought was, what was the last conversation he had with his wife? What was the last conversation he had with his mom? His mom was very present in Arizona when he pitched, and I know he just got married this offseason. So it was, you kind of hope that he left things on a good note with him, but you just don't know. And it makes you think like, you know what, I want to kind of reprioritize doing that. When I talk to my parents, there's times where I get into arguments with my wife or my parents, and and nothing, too severe, but you always want to leave it on a good note, because you just, you never know. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not even promised the rest of today. And it can be just a little bit of a challenge to feel like baseball even matters in that moment. It's like, you know what, who cares about baseball? Who cares about fantasy sports? I need to talk to my wife. I need to talk to my parents. I need to call my sister, that kind of stuff, because it just makes you wonder, what happens? What is everybody going to do if this happens to me? You know, what if this happens to me tomorrow? Have I left the world in a better place than when I got here?
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that this took the baseball world by storm, to say the least. And to see that game canceled last night brought me back memories of being in South Florida and having that covered. The other thing I would ask you, Brad, before we break, we got about a minute to go here. I felt like the Marlins were never really the same. I felt like those players were never really the same once that happened. Could that change players? Like, I'm like thinking, wow, like Mike Trout now, forget about Mike Trout, the families of what Tyler Skaggs has to go through. But this kind of extends beyond that to the family of the Angels. Is that fair to say? Is this a tough one to get over too?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at Albert Pujols, he dealt with this when he was in St. Louis with Daryl Kyle, and this is the second time it's happened in his career. And like, at some point, it doesn't even matter if you're super close with the guy. Like, when you're in that locker room, it's a brotherhood, and you feel like a family in that locker room. And it's tough. It's going to be tough to move on. It's going to be tough for them to play tonight. It's going to be tough for them for a while. Like, it's going to be a process of dealing with. And you hope that it doesn't affect guys, tremendously long term, but there's no doubt it's going to have an effect, and it's possible it could have a positive effect on them, because they're going to be playing with a lot more emotion and passion than they had prior to yesterday, for sure.
Yeah, good words by Brad Ziegler there. We'll take a quick time out. We'll dive back into fantasy baseball in our pitching coach segment. Brad Ziegler along with Craig Mish here on FNTSY. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you, along with former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler, as we talk a little fantasy, a little reality. We'll focus a lot on baseball today, and we'll start mixing in some football over the next few weeks. We've talked a little bit about it, and as the month of July rolls on, we'll obviously do a lot more, but we're right at the halfway point, basically, of the baseball season. So we thought we would break out our pitching coach segment. Of course, Brad Ziegler pitched for the Oakland A's, Arizona Diamondbacks, Boston Red Sox, Miami Marlins, and then finished off with the Diamondbacks as well. And so if you wouldn't mind, Brad, I'd like to kind of pique your interest here a little bit with some pitchers who are trending up lately that aren't really thought of as high-end guys in fantasy, and you'll tell me whether or not you think they'll maintain it or you think they'll fall down. So let's start off with Lance Lynn, who's now pitching with the Texas Rangers, and he had that issue last year where basically he waited to sign. He signed late with the Twins. He was a shell of himself. He's had different, you know, he's had a really interesting career. He had a weight loss at one point. He's put some of that weight back on. But with Texas and that surging team, 3-0 in his last five starts, 2.91 earned run average, and 41 strikeouts in 34 innings pitched. Is it time to start buying Lance Lynn, Brad, or do you think that this is just a little bit of an aberration, his first half?
No, I think you can buy on him, but I think, you know, with Maynard's expectations, he's not going to be an ace. He's probably not even a number two, but his ERA is going to hover around a four. He's punching out a guy in an inning. But the biggest thing for me that he's given you every start is innings. He's not, you know, since the start of May, he hasn't gone below six innings in any start. And that's a big deal from a starting pitcher. You don't want to have those starts in fantasy where a guy, you know, throws two or three innings, gives up seven or eight runs. Like, even if he gives up those runs early, they're letting him work through it. They're letting him get deeper into the game. So even, you know, his next to last start, June 22nd, gave up five runs, but he gave him up early. They let him go seven innings and kind of get those numbers a little bit back down for you. And so I think if you're willing to buy into him at the level he's pitching at now, I think you can definitely see that happen in the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's a good point, because in fantasy, if you're looking for wins, and wins is a category, if you can't get to the seventh inning, the odds of you being able to win games are slim, and he can do that. Lynn is 3-0 in his last five starts. Okay, let's go to your former team, the Diamondbacks. Merrill Kelly, man, I saw this guy pitch a couple months ago and thought he was a massive bust in fantasy. A lot of people were calling him a sleeper, and it didn't work out that way in April, but since then, in his last six starts, 2.75 earned run average, 0.92 whip. And look, I don't know about this one, Brad. It seems to me that some pitchers do it with smoke and mirrors. This guy does not have overpowering stuff, But you can't ignore the ERA and WHIP on this guy. I don't know what Arizona's team's going to look like in the second half of the season. I'm concerned they may trade some offensive players, but Kelly certainly has been one of the NL's better pitchers over the last 2 months.
Yeah, for sure. He's and he's, for me, he's fun to watch. I you know, not that everybody enjoys watching the overpowering guys, but I like to watch the guys you know, kind of in the mold of Maddox, not that he's at that level, but the guys who can really pitch and they're smart on the mound, they use their pitches effectively. We talked about innings with Lance Lynn. He's been doing that since the end of May. You know, six and two thirds, seven and two thirds, six. It's like those are that kind of outings you need in fantasy, and that's what he's given. And I like Merrill Kelly. I think I actually would put him a tier below Lance Lynn going the rest of the season. But at the same time, I think there is definitely some value to be had there. And if you can buy in at a little price, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he gets that kind of run support. But he's definitely got to get deep into games to get wins, and that's a tough place to pitch, no doubt, Merrill Kelly. All right, so the final pitcher that's trending up here, and this is one that you never would have thought, but look, you live in Kansas City, Brad, so certainly, you know, there has to be some talk about him, although the Royals have been in the back page for basically 2 years. But Homer Bailey, right? Homer Bailey, last five starts, 3-0, 2.70 earned run average. He was traded to the Yankees in the offseason. They basically just said goodbye. You know, he's going to go down, Brad, as being given one of those big contracts that didn't work out. I think he probably knows that. Everybody knows that. How in the world has he been able to pull this off? 3-0 in his last five starts?
Yeah, he was fortunate in his last start. Gave up five runs in five innings. This is the one I'm not buying into. If it's me, I avoid him. Number one, knowing the weather here and what it's going to do the rest of summer, it's going to be hot and humid. That tends to not bode well for pitchers at Royal Stadium because the ball jumps, it flies. I'm selling on him. I think he's going to revert more back to the guy he was in April and May with the ZRA kind of hovering around 5 to 5.5 the rest of the season. So I'm staying away on Bailey. Although, you know, as an older guy and a guy who can appreciate how hard it is to get out on the mound, you know, that often at that age, I respect what he's doing right now, and it's been fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, he has been much better than they thought. I mean, maybe they turn him into somebody they could trade. I mean, who would have thought that a couple of months ago? But that's definitely the case. Okay, now those are the players who are trending up. Let's go to the pitchers that are trending down and see if we can buy a gem out of any of these next three pitchers, Brad. Steven Matz, his last five starts with the Mets, 1-3, 7.36 earned run average. I don't know, man. It seems like, I hate to say end of the line for Matz in New York, but they have some kids coming, Brad, and I don't know that Matz is going to survive this one if he doesn't pitch well.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty big candidate to get traded if they can get anything for him. I think they're going to hope that he rebounds in July and that they're able to move him and get a little value for him by the end of the season. But from a fantasy standpoint, he's not. I like Steven. I like him as a guy. I'm not buying into it the rest of the year. I don't like the mojo that's going on with the Mets right now. Just everything just – there's like this cloud over them. Even the last couple of years, you can kind of say that. And I just don't think there's a whole lot of positive vibe there. And I think for it to change for him at all, he's going to need to get in a situation where he goes to a contender and all of a sudden, just mentally, it's a better spot for him to be in. Because all you hear about all the time with the Mets is injuries to their pitchers and all this stuff, and he's, you know, he's been at the top of that list. There's been a lot of expectations, and he's been hurt every year, and you just kind of get that feeling that he needs to get out of there to have a chance.
Yeah, hopefully for him, because he does still have good stuff, but maybe even getting to a better medical staff at this point would certainly help him, or maybe a better pitching coach for sure. Although Mickey Callaway was the pitching coach in Cleveland, Brad, he was pretty good there, so who knows. Okay, Max Fried started off so hot with Atlanta, but his last five starts have been dismal. 5.68 earned run average, 40 hits in 31 and two thirds innings. So I would ask you this one, Brad, is this just a matter of there was no video on this guy really in the big leagues up until this year? Now there is, they've caught up, and now Fried has to make the adjustments, or is it simply that just Fried isn't that good? Which one?
No, you're absolutely right. The hardest part for a pitcher, you know, they always talk about the second and third time through a batting order. Well, the second and third time you face the same teams is even harder. And you look at, you know, he's now faced the Phillies three times this year, and they still play the Phillies again. Like, there's a good chance he's going to face them again. The more the hitters see him, the easier it's going to be for them to adjust. And so I say at this point, I'm selling on Max Fried. Obviously you can't get a lot for him right now based on the way the last few starts are going. But if he does hit a little hot run, I don't think that's a guy that I want to have in my rotation down the stretch unless I was absolutely desperate.
All right, last one here. We got about a minute. Aaron Sanchez, I talked about him yesterday, Brad. 0-7 with an ERA of 11 over his last seven starts. Since he had the blister, he has not come back at all. We know the talent is there for this kid, Brad, but he cannot get it together. What gives?
Yeah, he's not a stuff guy. He's a command guy with a great changeup. And if, you know, the blister thing is, that's going to affect his feel of pitches even after the blister heals. It's possible that he's just not the same guy. And I honestly, as much as I hate to say this, like, I think this is kind of the beginning of the end of his career. I'm a lot more concerned about him going forward, even though he's only 27 years old. There's definitely time to turn it around. I want to get rid of him at all costs, even if that means dropping him.
Yeah, I mean, the trade value is gone in reality, probably gone in fantasy now for a couple of months. When we come back, we're going to ask Brad Ziegler if there's a solution to baseball's free agency. If we can make this like the NBA, it would be great. Is there an answer? Find out next.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain an energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone's single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right. It is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money-upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish along with Brad Ziegler for one more segment as Brad heads off to the holiday weekend. July 4th is coming fast. Of course, he's got kids, so he's ready to roll here. So do I. But I got one more show to do. Brad does not. So let me get him out of here quick. Okay, so here is what I want to talk to you about in this segment because I feel like you're very well aware and you've always had awareness as to what's gone on, especially in the NFL free agency, but I believe to a degree with the NBA as well. So NFL free agency, it opens up at midnight. Some guys sign, but as you know, Brad, it's like a 48 to 72 hour period. Everyone gets signed, and the whole world is focused in on the NFL. In the NBA, they open up the signing period at 6 p.m. on the last day of the month, and it's a frenzy for 24 or 48 hours. And it's still kind of extending now because we're still trying to figure out where Kawhi Leonard's going to end up going, the arguably the best or second best player in the NBA, however you see it. Major League Baseball, Brad, used to be a signing frenzy in the first couple weeks of free agency, but now the best players go 4 or 5 months without signing. So I guess I have two questions for you. First of all, do you feel that baseball is behind these two other sports in terms of excitement for free agency, which is what I think? And then the second part to that, is there a way that baseball can change what they do if you do indeed feel that is the case?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely behind as far as the excitement. I mean, with Adrian Wojnarowski or whatever, you know, with ESPN just blowing up the internet the other night, it actually, like, I'm not even an NBA fan, and I was kind of interested in what was going on because the news was just fast and furious. And I like what the NFL does, where it has like the window seems to be a little shorter for the free agency, but they have like this quote-unquote legal tampering period, you know, ahead of time. It's like you can't sign until now, but the player can go and talk to teams and kind of gauge interest. And I kind of like that in the sense that it's a lot more of a casual conversation. You know, there are agreements that are struck during that time where it's just kind of like, okay, we got to wait till Thursday to sign it or whatever. But it does create that same kind of excitement. Whereas Major League Baseball, it's like the window opens up, you know, a couple days after the World Series, and all of a sudden it's like no one signs for a month. And I think the biggest problem is just the volume of players that are free agents in MLB is just so high that it generates less excitement an extended period of time, especially with the draft pick compensation. That, like, I don't know what the players union is going to have to give up to get that to go away, but it's going to need to go away because the fact that Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimball, their markets just went nuts as soon as the draft was over. That to me is just it's an absolute problem because that's generating the excitement that you want, right? But it's essentially saying, you know what, this is not, this is too much of a price for a team to pay for one of these guys when they're an elite player. There should be no issue with this. And I don't know. I have a big problem with draft pick compensation. I think MLB should definitely get rid of it.
I think that's what's held everything back for sure, but it still doesn't explain why Manny Machado and Bryce Harper had to wait so long. And can you imagine that, Brad? And in the NBA, if Kawhi Leonard waited 3 months to sign with a team, like, you would think that would be unthinkable. So, look, there has to be some solution to it. And look, the baseball rumor mill is fun, but when the JT Realmuto stuff's going on for months, and I don't know, I feel like you want to keep the fans' interest, and there's nothing wrong with doing it over a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but create a frenzy somehow, not a lull where nothing's happening and it's just all rumors, that is for sure. Okay, so the All-Star, I don't know if you really, like, I know when you were playing and you had the All-Star break, you just would be like, I'm done. You would go home and we wouldn't hear from you for a week. You'd come back and it'd be the second half of the season. But have you paid attention at all to who got in the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby? And I know it's a different game now. Last couple of years, the game doesn't count anymore. So it's strictly popularity contest at this point.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about this year, I think, was the selection process changing. And while I think it was probably a step in the right direction, I still didn't like it. I still don't like the fact that there are obvious guys, the ones that come to mind are Max Muncy and Xander Bogaerts, that they need to find a way to make sure that the guys who are getting in the game are the guys who deserve to be there. And I thought it was Tommy Pham's proposal was interesting, where you factor in the amount of games played, percentage of games played. I think there could be something to that. And at this point, to me, the game doesn't mean anything anymore as far as, postseason home run, home field advantage, et cetera. But it still means something to the players who are selected, because you can use this in contract negotiations. And that's why I feel like there should be a bigger premium put on who gets in the game being the more deserved. I would rather see a fan vote for the Home Run Derby and say, okay, we've asked these 10 players and they're all willing to go. You pick the four that represent each league. So here's 20 players, 10 from each league. Let the fans vote for that. The Home Run Derby creates so much frenzy for the fans. That's way more popular than the All-Star game itself at this time. Why not let the fans vote for that and see who they want to have in there? Who do you want to see taking BP? I don't know who all has said they're willing to do it or not. I want to see Joey Gallo in there.
Yeah,
that's a guy that, like, I mean, he just hits absolute bombs, and they're majestic. They're not like 450 foot line drives. Like they have a huge launch angle, and just, it's just kind of like he hits it and stares, and it just takes the breath out of the stadium. I want to see that. I want to see that on a big stage with a lot of people watching, and bring some attention to this guy that can be really fun to watch when he's locked in.
Do you think at this point it's fair to say that I've said for the last few years that Home Run Derby has far surpassed the All-Star game? I feel like, Brad, once we get out of that Monday, that the interest goes down significantly to Tuesday. And so if indeed that is the case, do you share that same thought? Because I don't know. Like I used to love the All-Star game, and now it's like after Monday night, I'm done.
Yeah, for sure. And you can even see that in the resale price of tickets. Like, you get tickets to the Home Run Derby and you go on, StubHub or whatever, and the tickets for the Home Run Derby are way more expensive than the tickets for the All-Star game. And there's just so much energy and interest in it. You get to see a guy who literally has one goal in mind. It's not, I want to try to get through this without getting hurt or whatever. It's how far can I hit the ball? And that in and of itself is so much fun to watch. There's a concern with guys coming out of the Home Run Derby. I mean, you've seen it time and time again. Guys slump up, they get hurt. The guys who are in this, especially now that they've upped the winner's purse to $1 million, they're going full bore at this. They want that $1 million. They want to win this thing. They want the notoriety that comes with that, because in a lot of ways, it's more fun from that standpoint than it is to win, the MVP of the All-Star game, because that's essentially what can you do with the one or two at-bats that you get, as opposed to taking BP and seeing how far you can hit the ball.
Brad Ziegler is with us, former big league pitcher. One more for you. This is something that only you would know, because publicly we can make assumptions, but you've been in a major league clubhouse for over a decade. Now, I remember years ago Bobby Abreu participating in the Home Run Derby, as I'm sure you do as well, and having that huge first half. He did the Derby, he crushed it, and he did nothing in the second half. And ever since then, there seems to be this narrative, false or reality, I don't know, that players who participate in the Home Run Derby sometimes don't do well in terms of hitting home runs in the second half. Now, there are some big names in this thing, and big fantasy names, Brad, in this thing, including Christian Yelich, who has 30 home runs already. I would ask you, as a fantasy owner, is there any concern or anything that we could point to as far as this is concerned? Do players, have they expressed that to you in the past? Wow, I did the Home Run Derby and now I'm beat. Is that true or untrue?
I don't know that they would express it, because you never want to kind of have an excuse. Guys typically don't make excuses when they're struggling. At the same time, there is definitely something to it. And there's definitely something to it when you watch the guys that I would be concerned about are the guys who look like they're exerting a lot of energy with every swing. It's because you're not used to when they're taking BP before a game, they are not swinging the same way they do in a home run derby. No one does. And you get out there and your adrenaline's amped up. And the guys that are swinging really hard, like this concerns me about Christian Yelich, because he's not a big, naturally strong guy. He's kind of a lanky strong, but he swings hard whenever he's hitting homers, as opposed to a guy like Josh Bell that can go, he's just so big. He's such a huge human being. He's just nice and easy. He can you know, launch it in and not have to put a lot of energy into it. Like Joey Gallo, if Gallo gets in there. The guys like Acuna, the guys like Yelich, I'm concerned with in the second half, because they just exert a lot more energy. If they go deep into this contest, that would be somebody that I would very likely consider selling from a fantasy standpoint, because there is something to it for sure.
Yeah, I'll be interested in that, because I think this year more than ever we'll be able to determine it. You know, David Wright has mentioned that in the past. I am curious. I am curious how that will work out. Well, Brad, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show once again this week. I wish you and your family a very happy July 4th holiday, and you and I will catch up again next week. Thanks so much for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right, Brad Ziegler, you can follow him on Twitter at Brad Ziegler, and of course, catch his work also at The Athletic, doing podcasts for them as well. He joins me every week here on the show for an hour. Next week, we will not have a program next Thursday, so he will join us. We'll figure that out. We'll let you know on social media Tuesday or Wednesday coming up next week. All right, our final timeout has come, so let's do a two-minute break, pay some bills. We'll come back. We'll look at tonight's schedule in Major League Baseball. We'll send it over to Full-Time Fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. That is 2 o'clock Eastern. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY Radio. I am Craig Mish. Plenty more to come here on the show. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World number one. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to gamefacegrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Hey, Craig Mish with you here on the show. At Craig Mish on Twitter, at FNTSY Radio. Not a great response today on You Make the Call. I mean, I think people are starting to check out for the holiday here. I mean, the fact that there were even some votes on what you guys want to see me eat on July 4th tells me that that is indeed the case. A sad state of affairs. I don't even know what I'm going to eat on July 4th, okay? I just put that in there because I didn't want it to get votes, and here it is. It got votes. That was when we used to put in Chris's napping habits in the vote because we knew that would never get any votes, and it didn't. So you guys normally do a really good job with that, but you failed a little bit. I got to say, you failed me a little bit on today's show. But that's okay. Look, one fail in how long? Probably the whole time we've been doing the show. I'm going to probably do this tomorrow on Three Up, Three Down, but I got to read this story that just came across my internet here. Listen to this. Now, I don't know, Chris, if you guys have this problem in New York. I personally don't have it in my house. I'm very fortunate, but Florida does have a lot of bugs here. We have a lot of bugs. And there's a story on the Miami Herald today that was just posted that says that cockroaches are evolving and they're resisting chemicals and they're doing it faster than science thought. And pretty soon you will not be able to kill a cockroach with a chemical. You'll have to like smash it, which is bad news, I think, for me in particular, because my wife and daughter will not get near a cockroach. Now, the good news is I don't have a lot of them here. So, I mean, I think we've had in around or in our house maybe two roaches in 10 years, I would say. Very, very lucky, even though we do live in an area where that could be the case.
You guys get lizards. That's what I find in my backyard.
Oh, we have a million. Yeah, a million lizards, but they don't bother anybody.
Oh, I love them. I think they're awesome.
Yeah, we have one lizard that's a real big one that when we open up the garage, it runs in to get cool and stays in like the corner of the garage, and then we open it back up and it runs out. No problem with that. It's like the same lizard, this big curly-tailed lizard. Interesting, yeah.
That's awesome.
We have a lot of bugs, a lot of animals, but man, the thought of not being able to kill a roach with a bug spray, got to smash it. That would make a mess. Okay, scoreboard tonight in Major League Baseball. We got a full scoreboard to get to for those of you who are playing or wagering or whatever you're doing in baseball tonight. Enjoy it because you're 5 days away from having nothing for a few days. Marlins and Nationals, first game on the board tonight. Zach Gallen against Patrick Corbin. Gallen hasn't won yet. Not enough run support. 0-1 with a 3.60 earned run average. Corbin 7-5 with a 3.71. Nationals are playing better baseball. 42-41 on the season. I feel like they're still in it. Anthony Rendon, 3-11, 19 homers, 58 RBIs. If you lose a guy in an AL-only, NL-only deal, I think I'd start thinking about trading Rendon. I don't know. Are the Nationals going to make the same mistake again, thinking they're in it, not do anything, and then have to punt? They can't do it in August this year. Cubs take on the Pirates. It'll be Kyle Hendricks. He's back after he was on the injured list for a while there. 7-5 with a 3.36. Joe Musgrove 6-7 with a 4.27. Pirates have crept back at least into the conversation of being alive. They're 40-43. The Cubs are 45-40. Blue Jays will take on the Red Sox today. After thwarting Kansas City's road trip, they played that extra game, the wraparound Monday. It'll be Thornton tonight, 2-5 with a 4.60. David Price, 5-2 with a 3.36 earned run average. The Red Sox are now 44-40. The Blue Jays season's over. They're 32-53. Brewers and Reds. Reds made a little run a couple weeks ago, but it really hasn't translated. Reds are now 38-44. Brewers are 46-39. It'll be Chase Anderson for Milwaukee against Tanner Roark of Cincinnati. Roark 5-6 with a 3.36 earned run average. Chase Anderson 4-2 with a 4.42. Christian Yelich last night hit his 30th homer. 330, 30 homers, 66 RBIs. It's the halfway point of the season, guys. The halfway point of the season, and Christian Yelich has 30 home runs. Like, think about that for a second. Incredible. Yankees and Mets, James Paxton, he's back, 5-3 with a 4.34. Zach Wheeler, 6-5 with a 4.51. Always fun to see the Subway Series, although the Mets are now 9 games under, so they're pretty much done. Yankees, 16 games over. We talked about earlier in the show, no Luke Voit for the Yankees. He was placed on the 10-day injured list. Pete Alonso, who's in the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby, 28 homers, 64 runs driven in. Orioles and Rays tonight. Rays, of course, huge favorites. Charlie Morton, 8-2 with a 2.43. Wojciechowski starts for Baltimore. It's his first start of the year. It's been a solid year for Trey Mancini for the Orioles, who said he was very upset not to get into the All-Star game. But look, the Orioles are 24-60. They had to pick somebody. They picked John Means. For Tampa Bay, Austin Meadows, we'll see if he can pick it back up. 291 average on the year. Of course, he got off to that great start earlier this season. Phillies and Braves, very big series for them in the National League. No question about that. Boy, what happens if the Braves sweep the Phillies 3 games in a row? Phillies are 4 games over. Braves are 15 games over. They can't afford that. Dallas Keuchel starts again, his third for Atlanta. He's 1-1 with a 5.06. Aaron Nola, 6-2, 4.22. He's been much better for them. 8:05 Eastern, it will be a very sad scene for sure as the Angels take on the Texas Rangers just a day after their starting pitcher and Tyler Skaggs passed away. They'll try to play this one with a heavy heart. Mike Minor, 8-4 with a 2.40. Javier Suarez is 2-1 with a 5.57 earned run average. And Tommy La Stella leads the Angels in hitting, the All-Star, 304 batting average. Somebody that nobody could have seen coming, that is for sure. The Houston Astros have another Major League debut tonight. I don't know that anybody could have expected Jose Urquidy to start, but he makes his first career start for Houston. They've kind of shuffled through the fourth and fifth starter all season long, so no real telling what to expect, although the kid has been great. He's got to make his first career start at Coors Field in Colorado. Herman Marquez, 8-3 with a 4.29. Michael Brantley among 6 All-Stars for Houston, hitting a cool .313 on the season. Rockies are 44-40. They would seem to be in pretty good position to try and pick up a wild card if they continue to play the way they are. Matt Boyd, could this be the final start for Boyd? Don't know, but there's a chance. 5-6 with a 3.72. Reynaldo Lopez, 4-7 with a 6.12. Tim Anderson, batting .317, leads the White Sox in hitting. They're 3 games under. Detroit has just completely fallen apart. They're 25 games under .500. Miguel Cabrera leads this team in RBIs with 34. Yikes. Indians and Royals. Trevor Bauer on the mound for Cleveland. We talked to Andrew Lamont about him before. 6-6 with a 3.55. And it will be Jake Junis starting for KC. He's 4-7 with a 5.23. Carlos Santana has been Cleveland's best hitter. Good renaissance for him. 293, 18 home runs, and 50 runs driven in. Twins and the Athletics will play tonight in Oakland. Jake Odorizzi going for win number 11. And I am really interested because Jorge Polanco has had some year. He's an all-star. Max Kepler, great year, 21 homers. Eddie Rosario, 60 runs driven in. Twins are 23 games over .500, but the A's are hanging in there, 46-39. Daniel Menken's 2-1 with a 4.03 earned run average. It would be nice to see Oakland back in it again this year. The Diamondbacks will take on the Dodgers. Taylor Clark has been tough to get anybody out. 2-3 with a 6.10. Ross Stripling will start for LA. Stripling, 3-2 with a 3.08 earned run average. Dodgers are just really tough to beat right now. Tough assignment for Arizona. Giants and Padres, Tyler Beede and Matt Strom. San Diego just announced minutes ago that Manny Machado is going to serve his one-game suspension tonight. It was upheld for the verbal stuff that he did, I guess, a few weeks ago. It will be, I think still the Padres should be okay here. They have a good team, and even losing one guy. I mean, has anybody seen this Fernando Tatis play, how good he has been? Tagging up from second, running from first all the way to home. He's been so impressive. The struggling Cardinals will be on the road as if they needed another batter in the American League. They get the DH tonight, so St. Louis will probably play Jose Martinez there. Marcell Ozuna on the injured list. Not a good look for them. 41 up, 41 down. Jack Flaherty, one of the bigger disappointments, I think, in fantasy this year, especially for my teams. 4-5 with a 4.75 earned run average. Yikes, that was not what I expected. And for Seattle tonight, Matt Caracciti makes his start. And Caracciti, it looks like, at least from looking at some of the numbers here, is going to serve as the opener for Seattle. He's pitched in three games and made two starts. He has yet to give up a run, but he's only gone three innings. So it looks like Caracciti comes in, throws an inning, and then they go to the bullpen. Former draft pick of the Colorado Rockies. And that is the schedule tonight in Major League Baseball. So most importantly, I would think, for those of you who have Manny Machado in any of your fantasy leagues, got to get him out and expect that he's not going to play tonight because he's serving his one-game suspension. Megan Montemuro on Twitter, who covers the Philadelphia Phillies, has an update for us on Odubel Herrera. His administrative leave has been extended through July the 5th. And he could face a suspension from Major League Baseball. We still don't know at this point, so this probably could drag even deeper into the summer. I would say that I've seen Herrera cut in a lot of fantasy leagues, so I wouldn't be really all that concerned with doing that indeed. If you're playing in an NL only, maybe, but anything besides that, 12, 15 teams, I think it's time to go. Lewis Thorpe was sent to the minor leagues. He looked pretty good for the Minnesota Twins, I thought. That's another name to keep an eye on, I think, as a starting pitcher. Lewis Thorpe, I don't know that he's going to factor into their rotation or factor into their plans this year because the Twins are competing, but I think he's going to be in their starting rotation. Very high strikeout guy, by the way. Interesting and cool name to keep an eye on, Lewis Thorpe of the Minnesota Twins. All right, so here is our plan for the rest of the week here on Fantasy Sports Today. Let me break it down. We will have a show tomorrow from 12 to 2 Eastern live. And then on Thursday and Friday, it will be the Best of Fantasy Sports Today. So we'll have those two shows Thursday, Friday. After the weekend is over, I'll be broadcasting from New York City Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday here on the show. And I hope you guys can tune in to that. We'll hopefully have some special guests and some fun along the way. A day off for me scheduled on Thursday. And then we'll get you back into the fantasy baseball season next Friday when the games resume. So that should be a lot of fun. Also, I'm getting a lot of messages on social media. Let me repeat the ways you could listen to the show. Very important that, especially if you're listening on iTunes and this comes straight to your phone every day or your iPad, please like and subscribe and rate the podcast. Gives us a lot of ideas as to who is listening, when they're listening, and how we can do things better here. Make sure you do that. Also, Stitcher, a great app that processes all podcasts as soon as the show is over. Chris Pavona uploads them, and you can listen as if it was a live show every day from 12 to 2, except for you listen on demand whenever you want. We got full-time fantasy coming up in less than 10 minutes from now. Dr. Roto and Adam Ronis are standing by. They're ready to go. Before we do that, we got Exit Velocity to end the show. That comes after a short two-minute break here on FNTSY Radio. I am Craig Mish, and we'll be back with our final segment right after this. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back. Craig Mish back with you here as we get ready to send things off for this Tuesday. Don't forget tomorrow on the show, Gray Albright, a little three up, three down, recapping some of the fantasy information as we always do. It's the midweek. Oh, we'll have some live action tomorrow here on the show. Of course we will. And that should be a pretty good time. Let's close out the show as we always do every day. We save it for the last 2 minutes of the show. I feel like I should be on one of those debate shows, those first take shows, and just start yelling about things. And we call it Exit Velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit Velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, welcome back. A little Exit Velocity to end the show. Today is the International Signing Day in Major League Baseball, July 2nd, always the day. I understand that there are going to be a lot of names of a lot of kids. You're going to have no idea. You may be looking at these pictures being posted by Ben Badler of Baseball America and wondering why 16-year-old, 17-year-old kids are getting millions and millions of dollars. Listen, half the league is made up of international players. This day is super important, and this is the only route that Major League Baseball has to get these kids to the big leagues. It's not like the U.S. where they have the June draft and everyone takes a player. Here, you get a bonus pool, and you can spend up to a certain amount to get these players. Eventually, there's going to be a draft. It's going to change everything, change the way that we look at international players and how they're acquired. But for now, I know it doesn't mean anything for you today, but this is changing the lives of a lot of really poor kids around the world. And congratulations to all of them as they sign their first big league contract with their Major League Baseball team. Thanks again to Andrea Lamont for coming on the show. Thanks again to, of course, former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler for sharing his thoughts, not just on baseball, but also the passing of Tyler Skaggs, that is for sure. Thank you to my producer, Chris Pavona. Coming up next is Full-Time Fantasy. I look forward to speaking to you guys tomorrow at noon, where we dive into the Wednesday edition of the show. I hope you guys have a great Tuesday night. I'll speak to you tomorrow. My name is Craig Mish. Full-Time Fantasy is next. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.